welcome back to the Monday, 27th of February show with Jim Fetzer. First hour on the start of the week, and I guess there's always lots to tell, I guess, after the major snafu at the Hollywood mess they called the their awards ceremony. Jim, what's the major news you want to cover today?
Well, there are quite a few things, Bill, including this business where the media is playing it up as though Trump or Renz Priebus had simply asked the FBI to go out and shoot down the Russian stories. The way it unfolded, in fact, was a deputy director of the FBI came to Priebus and told him that they knew these stories had no substance. They knew these stories were false. And Priebus asked, well, could they make them that information public? And they declined to do that. But when you hear, you know, if you begin the story with Priebus asked if they could, you know, speak to the public, then it looks as though Trump is doing something improper. I don't think there's anything improper about what happened here.
Yeah, so what they're doing is the media is still spinning. It's not surprising he's not going to show up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner after Jimmy Kimmel disrespected him at the Hollywood Awards.
Yeah, that's surprising. Yeah, I agree with that. And in fact, there's a new poll out from USA Today that says, how often do you think the mainstream news media reports something that could be described as fake news, Bill?
I would say all the time.
Most of the time, 24%, sometimes 38%, rarely 22, never 5. If you put the 24 and the 38 together, you got 62% think that some or most of the time the media's promoting fake news. That's a pretty significant result.
And that's from the dumbed-down general public that really doesn't respect alternative media or check things out themselves and finds out that they're constantly being led around by the nose like a bull.
Right, right, right. And believe it or not, if you watch the media, there's just a frenzy over the so-called Russian connection. We have a CIA analyst and former deputy director of the National Security Council attacking Trump, explaining why he resigned. You got Robert Rice saying the Russian news is tiding around Trump. But this has no basis whatsoever, Bill. The so-called Russian dossier came from a previously non-existent website called Proper Not, was promoted by the Washington Post, which we know is a complete disinformation source today. It had originated with a fan fiction for 4chan, where this guy named uses the handle Polox. It had mailed the fan fiction to an anti-Trump pundit named Rick Wilson about Trump making people pee on a bed Obama had slept in. He sent it to the CIA, which treated it as though it were real. The CIA has concluded the Russians plan to blackmail Trump with this story we made up. That's in the words of the editor of 4chan. Just let that sink in. What have we become? And, of course, they're still beating the drum about the claim of Russian hacking when there was no hacking. There was a leak of the DNC emails. We know how it originated with Seth Rich, who was the IT guy for the DNC. He was disillusioned that they'd been sabotaging the campaign of Bernie Sanders. He gave the emails to Craig Murray, who was an intel analyst, a former UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, and a friend of Julian Assange. He gave them to Assange, who published them. Well, Assange won't identify his sources. Both Craig Murray and he have denied any Russians had anything to do with it, and Assange has issued a reward of $20,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever shot and killed Seth Rich.
Exactly. They won't talk about that, will they?
Well, it's really stunning. It's stunning, Bill, because they're going with this full, all-out campaign to delegitimize the Trump administration. They think the Russian card is their strongest, so they're playing it again and again. People on CNN, for example, will say it's a given. It's a given. But it's not a given. It's not something you can take for granted. It isn't even true.
Well, here's the danger, and you know, I like to see the grand forest for the trees. It's like, is a patient going to survive the ICU? And think of America as a patient in the intensive care unit. And the way that the media is doing this, an intel leak, many leaks inside the White House too, by the way, and media collaboration to completely disrespect, we have the start of a civil war. Now, what's the consequences? Even if it's just a media civil war and there's no not a lot of bodies there. The basically blocking a replacement for Obamacare and bringing tax relief, dealing with a massive debt we have, our beat-down military that needs to be rebuilt, the care of our veterans, and the impending collapse of Obamacare, because if we do nothing, it's going to collapse. It'll also wipe out a lot of industry and a lot of doctors, a lot of providers. So people don't realize that this civil war could result in the destruction of the United States as a country. And they need to stop it, because if you're a patriot American, whether you're Democrat or Republican, you got to realize we got to move forward with action plans to save the country from debt, from Obamacare bankrupting us, from our military becoming so weak we can't enforce it anywhere in the world, and from the idea of controlling our borders so we don't have just raging criminal gangs everywhere. So I don't understand why the media thinks this is a fun game. It's not a game. This quote, civil war that they're doing, this basically could end up, you know, literally bankrupting the United States and causing us to deteriorate to a real chaotic state.
I agree completely. And why do they ignore that even Bill Clinton, you know, over 18 months ago said of Obamacare, it's a joke. You're paying twice as much for half as much. I mean, that's the key there. And the major insurance companies are dropping out. Aetna recently withdrew. That's one of the biggest insurers in the country. That means the program is unsustainable, and many people have complained about their skyrocketing premiums. I mean, it's a failure.
Right. It is a failure. It's just the thing is, though, as Trump says, I won't do this. I could just leave it alone and let the Democrats face the music that this thing that they created on their own is a disaster and it's going to destroy it. The fact is the Democrats don't back off, and now they've put in this guy Perez, who's just as a labor leader was incredibly bad during the Obama administrations, and now they think, and then the second in command, Keith Ellison, is over-left and a Muslim. I mean, do they understand that this is going to completely destroy the Democratic Party? In fact, he said, Trump did in his tweet, that the election of Perez meant it was going to be good for the Republican Party. Pretty funny. He's also a bit of a comedian.
Well, I think that's right, but that this appears to be part and parcel of the big picture game plan to have a weakling in there like Perez who can be manipulated by Obama, who together with George Soros and others appears to be orchestrating this campaign to delegitimize the Trump presidency, where the Democrats have turned into the party of no. And frankly, it's unseemly. I mean, it's just outrageous. Everyone knows Hillary was a terrible candidate. Even Michael Moore predicted she would lose because she wasn't appealing to the white working families in the Rust Belt states of Connecticut, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and that's exactly where the Trump won the election. So, I mean, either we believe in democracy or we don't, and it's turning out that so many of these left liberals actually don't believe in democracy. They're promoting some kind of petty tyranny. And yeah, where Barack Obama and George Soros appear to be the tip of the spear.
Right. Well, the fact is that we see the smiling, smirking face of Obama. But even the statistics at the border, when he claims he turned, you know, he returned, you know, 3 million, et cetera, those are people who just turned back at the border. Any previous president would be people that are in the country that are sent back, especially if they're criminals. And I can tell you that even though these people, and I'm living in California, and you can see them marching around 1,000 marchers marching around 10,000, and they don't understand that Trump has no intentions of deporting probably 10 plus million. It's probably a lot more than 11 million that are not criminals, working hard, paying their taxes, etc. And he just wants to have a legitimate pathway to citizenship. Once he gets all the criminals out, those people will have some kind of pathway. He's at a golden door. There's no intentions by him, Keith Spicer, Ryan, anybody to suggest that they're going to get rid of the DACA or the Dreamers, okay? So why do they keep on pushing it in the media? Because they want civil unrest, and civil unrest could cause a catastrophe in this country.
Yeah, I agree completely, Bill. I mean, they're exaggerating his position on all counts. We have a recent report, for example, that most favor Trump's litmus test for potential. This is a Rasmussen poll. A new Rasmussen reports national telephone and online survey finds 61% of American adults favor a proposal to keep out those who do not support the U.S. Constitution or who would place violent ideology over American law. In addition, the United States would not admit those who engage in acts of bigotry or hatred for reasons of religion, race, gender, or sexual orientation. Only 19% oppose such a ban. In other words, Trump really does have the support of most Americans in screening out immigrants who don't share our values or a belief in our constitutional freedoms.
Yeah, exactly. What I don't understand is why these so-called journalists think that this kind of counter-journalism is really... They're no longer journalists, really. They're social activists and are acting for a global regime that's actually against the nation. So they can't
that's
say
right.
that. Yeah, and they have to understand this. And this is why, they don't like the people behind the scenes that are running the Trump campaign that are brilliant from Breitbart, do they? They don't like the idea that maybe they actually understand the corporate globalist move is to eliminate nation states, to eliminate much of the population of Earth. To literally make a very dark future for much of the planet. It's so bizarre, people just don't grasp it. This is what these maniac billionaires and globalists want to do.
And just as an illustration of how biased is the media, even on relatively trivial matters, PolitiFact is one of the so-called sources for fact-checking. And PolitiFact attacked Trump for a tweet about the national debt having decreased his first month in office. Trump posted, "The media has not reported that the national debt in my first month went down by $12 billion versus a $200 billion increase in Obama's first month."
Right.
And in fact, it turns out that the debt has actually gone down by another $22 billion. PolitiFact says the numbers check out. In fact, the total public debt has dropped another $22 billion since that article was published, according to data from the U.S. Department of Treasury. Nevertheless, PolitiFact rates this claim as mostly false. I mean, this is just incredibly ridiculous. He
right.
said something that even PolitiFact has to admit is true. In fact, it actually went down by more than $12 billion, and yet PolitiFact writes it as grossly false because they're implying that they're exaggerating his position to claim that he believes he solely has been responsible for it, which, of course, he would never claim. But, I mean, I'm telling you, this is supposed to be a fact checker, so who's going to fact check the fact checkers, Bill?
Well, they're not going to, you see. What I suspect is a new form of what I call political activity. It's almost like what I call, we need to have something that is like a McCarthyism era, where we systematically shut out the false fake media. Now, he made this very clear at the CPAC meeting. I call it TPAC now because it's the Trump Political Action Committee. By making it sure, I'm not against the media, I'm against the fake news. He wants the media to report it properly. He said if it's a real legitimate story where he screwed up, he doesn't mind. I mean, he's, as they say, a blue-collar billionaire. He's like us, okay? He's not a polished politician. He's not polished like, Obama. Or, and I couldn't believe the comments by George Bush Jr. saying he believes in a free press. Listen, guy, you make it need to parse this down to the fact you don't want a free press that's going over the edge, because the Bushes were very much right from the beginning the idea that Trump was going to become president. And George Bush Sr. didn't even show up saying that it was going to end up being, the death of him if he went there. I think he's full of it. I don't believe it for a second.
Well, I think that was part of the preparations for an assassination at the inauguration, where George H.W. Bush tweeted that his doctor had advised him that if he were to attend the inauguration in the cold January weather, he would not survive, which, Bill, you may recall, I interpreted as meaning his doctor, Henry Kissinger, advised him not to that if he were to attend the inauguration in the cold January weather, he would not survive because no one's going to survive. I was predicting it would be a designated survivor scenario with a mini nuke. We actually had radiation spikes in Washington, D.C. that morning. Obama had relieved the commander of the Washington, D.C. National Guard providing security at 12:01, the time of the inauguration, reminding me of when Sheriff Bill Decker in Dallas told his deputies that their security for the motorcade ended at Houston and Elm when it turned into the kill zone in Dealey Plaza. And where the police were ordered not to use their cameras, their body cams. I mean, all those were very suspicious to me. And frankly, I believe that Trump's people had better intel and were able to nip it in the bud. But I'm very worried. We have a State of the Union coming up, and I'm terribly worried. That's actually the scenario for Designated Survivor, which returns the air on Wednesday. It was a State of the Union where one member of the cabinet is left behind, the so-called Designated Survivor, in case catastrophe should ensue. And catastrophe did ensue. It actually was a nuke on the Capitol at the State of the Union. So I can't take any, you know, respite from the threats. This man is going to be the most subjected to assassination of any president in the history of the United States.
I'm willing to bet that since Inauguration Day, which is 2 months ago almost, that a month and a half ago, that Donald Trump has already had multiple assassination attempts. But you were not going to hear about it. He's not going to make anything of it.
Yeah, I think that's right. Here's another example, Bill, by the way, of fake news. The media says Trump supporters waved Russian flags at CPAC, omitting the fact that it was a leftist stunt. So you had people, you know, a guy from Ryan Clayton from Bob Kramer's group, Americans Take Action, handing little Russian flags out. He was forcibly removed from CPAC. I mean, this is just outrageous. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, how stupid can you get? Does anyone think conservative political action committee is going to be waving little Russian flags?
It's asinine. It must take the American public to be a bunch of dummies.
It's insulting, Bill. And here you get Trump very legitimately intensifying his criticism on journalists that he's going to skip the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Good.
I mean, how appropriate is that? That's exactly what he should do. He should sit around for an hour and a half or 2 hours while these correspondents attack him? I mean, how ridiculous would that be?
Well, I think that he should move the White House the correspondents out from the White House to that building next door. He should shout out everybody but Fox News. Bloggers and people like yourself should get a chance to ask questions of Sean Spicer. I think we need to have where open town hall meetings can actually have a video connection, and people that are properly vetted, so they're not going to go crazy, can actually ask questions of Sean Spicer about policy. That, you know, I also believe what's called direct democracy, which means every new bill should be no longer than 10 pages, one subject, one object, and no attachments, like, you know, we call pork barreling. It should also be sent out to the public for the public review before Congress and Senate decide to vote on it. And that would solve a lot of the problems. Bills would be streamlined, they'd be quick. They'd be, if the public is supporting it, why would the Congress not support it?
Yes, yes, yes. Here's something even more disturbing, Bill. There turn out to be 549 senior federal positions Trump needs to run the government, who need Senate confirmation. These are cabinet secretaries, people who run the departments, bureaus, agencies, rest of the government. All the rest of the government is run by career bureaucrats and a few Obama holdovers. But get this, the Senate has confirmed only 14 of these 549. Suggesting that the anti-Trump Democrats' best allies are Senate Republicans like Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
Another fascinating aspect is when they started, you know, dumping on Trump, the admiral who designed the attack on the compound in Pakistan, alleged to have taken out Osama bin Laden, says that Trump's media's attacks threaten democracy. But, Bill, this is absurd. Osama bin Laden died 10 years earlier in 15 December 2001. The raid the admiral designed was a completely phony, shabby piece of fake news on a grand scale. Even Fox reported on December 26 that Osama had died a peaceful death through untreated lung complication, which the Pakistan Observer had reported. There were local obituaries. CNN reported it the same day that Obama was dead. The New York Times took its time, and only on 11 July did it finally report. But let me give you a few sentences from the first paragraph on the opinion page of all things in an article entitled "The Death of Bin Ladenism." Osama bin Laden is dead. The news first came from sources in Afghanistan and Pakistan almost 6 months ago. The fugitive died in December and was buried in the mountains of southeast Afghanistan. Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, echoed the information. The remnants of Osama's gang, however, have mostly stayed silent, with an ego the size of Mount Everest, Osama bin Laden would not have, could not have remained silent for so long if he were still alive. Right. He likes to take credit even for things he had nothing to do with. Well, they put out a bunch of fake Osama videos in the meanwhile. I, as the head of scholars, was publishing press releases using experts to analyze the fake audio and videos they were putting out. They even put out a phony staged photograph of the staff at the White House, including the vice president, the president, secretary of state, looking at a large screen TV that was supposed to be recounting the event. But in fact, it was completely staged because Leon Panetta, who was the director of the CIA, let the cat out of the bag by noting there'd been no visual footage of the raid for the first 20 to 25 minutes, which was more than the lapsed time for the whole event.
Now, you know that they had the guy who supposedly is the killer of Osama bin Laden on Greg Gutfeld's show on Fox. So even Fox is collaborating with the phoniness of this so-called raid and kill, and the guy is so proud of himself as being the killer, and, you know. And then he says, you know, I like guns and I like killing people, this guy's saying. I mean, it's a joke. It really is. It's ridiculous.
Complete joke. Yeah.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Here's the current timetable. Right now, Trump is scrambling the world economy is about to crash, especially if Marie Le Pen gets into Europe. The euro is toast. Once the euro is toast, the economies around the world are going to start falling like dominoes. And if Trump doesn't get his tax break in, his Obamacare replacement in, and control our borders for people that want to literally run into this country because it'll be one of the last bastions where they can actually survive, because we're seeing a collapse of the global world economy, and that means a lot of people are going to come here as economic refugees as well. Many of them are criminals. And if we don't understand that, that we're teetering on the edge of a world collapse, not just a recession, but a full-force depression, Trump could lead America and the world toward coming back out of it, because we've been teetering into this since 9/11. In fact, 9/11, to me, was an inside job that was a response to the fact we were teetering toward a world collapse back then, and this is the economic phase of World War III, which is economic control that the Fed Reserve System and the Western bankers want to emerge and put on Russia, China, India, South Africa, and Brazil, the BRICS nations. And people don't understand that. They don't understand that we're in the economic phase of World War III, and it's going to get real dicey this year.
Yeah, I agree, Bill. I agree. And our economy has been precarious for a long time, and, you know, get rid of Glass-Steagall, for example, and a whole host of other issues has just been catastrophic. Bailing out the big banks when we should have simply let them go their way was a huge mistake. The banks have a very nefarious influence on the country. It's very, very bad. And they're very close to the heart of the matter, as well as a big corporation to make money off of wars. They're not interested in the best interests of the United States, but what's going to line their pocketbook with the highest profits?
Exactly. The cabal is the international bankers, the international corporations, and their billionaires that are involved with them in various countries, including China, and the globalists that want to see a nationless world where the global government, non-elected bureaucrats run everything.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as corruption is concerned, we know that the Washington Post has a $600 million contract with the CIA, which Julian Assange has revealed. Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, he's a guy who founded Amazon.com, who banned my book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, when it was getting out there and blowing apart the government's official story, has given John Podesta a Washington Post column. I mean, this is outrageous, because Podesta is completely corrupt.
Right.
Joachim Hagopian has a brilliant article about Pizzagate, Podesta, pedo perps, and Clinton's international child sex trafficking ring exposed. Everyone should check it out if they're not up to speed on Pizzagate. Joachim, J-O-A-C-H-I-M, Hagopian, H-A-G-O-P-I-A-N, Pizzagate, Podesta, pedo perps, Clinton's international child sex trafficking ring exposed.
Yeah. Amazing. Back in a moment with Jim Fetzer. Do the video tomorrow.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And Jim has an article to read to inform our public listening out there. By the way, I've rearranged all the Listen Live buttons and extended a number of new ones. We're also going to make sure that it's very evident to the people that look at the old archives, it's the little panel just below the Listen Live, that it is our old GCN shows. It's not the new archives. New archives are the second button down from the top. And also our videos are there, the Deagle Archive videos, live stream videos, Vimeo and YouTube. And Jim has a lot on there now. You're getting popular, very popular.
Well, Bill, this is a very important article, which listeners can find. DHS Insider, CIA, and Mossad behind D.C. pedo ring. A DHS Insider claims that CIA and Mossad are secretly behind the cover-up of a Washington, D.C. pedophile ring, using their knowledge of politicians involved to blackmail and further their political agenda. Here's part of it. It seems the intel community has it in for Trump. Is this your feeling? There are many Trump supporters within the FBI. The CIA, however, is against Trump because Trump threatens to ruin their game in the Middle East. Can you elaborate? CIA and Mossad work in tandem with British intel. The goal for the CIA is to replace Assad with a puppet and to topple Iran so we can access their oil. Israel works closely with its sister, Saudi Arabia, to help this dark cause. So it seems like the intel community has it in for Trump. How can he protect himself? Trump has a tremendous opportunity here, but needs to circle wagons. The travel ban included 7 countries chosen by Jared Kushner and Rudy. Why did it not include Saudi Arabia or Pakistan or Turkey or other countries that hate us? The 7 nations mentioned were chosen by Israel. That's why. And the unspoken alliance of Israel and Saudi Arabia should be exposed. They are brother and sister. Jared Kushner needs to be careful with what he says and to whom. But the biggest thing Trump can do is expose Pedigate via Sessions. Big names will go down, and it gets the bloodsuckers drained from the swamp. There are as many pedophiles on the Republican side as there are on the Democrats.
Yeah, there's actually a house in Washington, D.C. that is for a pedo ring in the Republican Party. You know that, right?
But Trump is in a unique position to truly clean up Dodge, so to speak. I can tell you that's what's in Anthony Weiner's hard drive, and what videos exist via Jeffrey Epstein will bring massive arrests in time. Trump's legacy could be truly great if he was to purge the CIA, stop the exportation, prosecute the pedophiles, and reinstate the death penalty for pedos convicted a second time. Pedogate is his path to greatness.
Wow.
One more part of this, Bill. How does Russia fit into this? The CIA and Israel are responsible for the creation of ISIS. ISIS was created specifically to weaken Iran and destabilize Syria. It worked for a while until Putin shored up Assad and bolstered Iranian coup forces. The real reason you see such anti-Russian fervor from both Shermer and McCain, Graham and Feinstein is because the operation has blown up in our faces. Israeli intel is furious with Trump, will do anything to keep Trump from working with Putin. Understand that if Putin and Trump work together to defeat ISIS, they're actually defeating a CIA Mossad creation. And furthermore, Syria and Iran grow stronger, which the Saudis and Israel fear. Their goal was to divide Syria and ultimately destroy Iran's regime. It's not just an oil grab, but a much bigger attempt at moving the chess pieces to allow Israel and Saudi Arabia to dominate the entire Middle East. This is very, very serious stuff, my friend.
Oh, yeah. And that people have to understand that the largest gas producer on the planet is Iran. And when we started all of these sanctions against them, they've been losing billions and billions of dollars every month, not just every year.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So what I see happening, and I have my own contacts that have told me very clearly that there are dual agents that have Israeli Mossad and Saudi certification in the intel agencies. So they're walking lockstep. Often the Israeli and Saudi agents are exchanging information or have dual certifications in both countries. People need to know that.
Listen to this part, too. Can you give me specific instances of a politician being compromised by Israel? Sure. Lolita Island, Jeffrey Epstein, a billionaire convicted of pedophilia, receiving a soft sentence. His island was rigged with video recorders. Many politicians have been compromised. It was a Mossad CIA operation. Contact ex-senior CIA Robert David Steele. He knows and has even spoken about this with numerous reporters. So an ex-CIA senior agent named Robert Steele is on record saying Epstein's island was a honey trap to lure our most powerful politicians into an extortion scheme. Yes, there are videos of some of the most powerful players in the most humiliating positions. If this gets out, not only are the politicians ruined, but the extortion game is over, and suddenly the influence of CIA and Mossad, that CIA and Mossad weld over Washington, is gone. Wow. Now it's all making sense.
Yeah, it is. And if you're trying to clear the swamp, the biggest, baddest beasts in the swamp are these CIA Mossad collaborators with globalism. And that's why I often refer to the state of Israel as it's a real hell. Because although Benyamin Netanyahu is smiling, he knows that because of the current polarization in the Middle East, of all the other countries, not only including Saudi Arabia, but Jordan, Egypt, etc., terrified of now an increasingly powerful Iran, Israel now has more sway indirectly, and if eventually they can destroy Syria and Iran, then Israel will become the major player all the way from the Tigris-Euphrates River to the Nile Delta. And people don't understand that, do they?
That's right. That's right. In fact, this was the motive behind 9/11, which originated in the fertile imagination of Bibi Netanyahu, to draw the United States into endless wars in the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region. That was the driving motive and the game plan, which Wesley Clark confirmed after he returned from serving as commanding general of NATO. He exposed it at the Commonwealth Club in 2007, where he'd learned from another general that the game plan was to take out seven nations in the next 5 years, beginning with Iraq and Libya, ending with Syria and Iran. It hasn't played out because of Russian intervention, but they're still trying, Bill.
Yeah, yeah, and the thing is, this dangerous game, they don't understand that the biopreparated biological weapons program from Russia and the Soviet Union was transferred over to Iran and Syria. So any attack on Iran and Syria, they have what I call a death card. They can literally release some of the most powerful and deadly plagues in human history on the whole planet if it looks like the regime is falling. And Assad is an eye doctor trained in Britain. If you listen to his comments, he says the real problem is Wahhabism. And Wahhabism originated in London in the 1920s, was translated back to Saudi Arabia as a British proxy, the same way the British set up the regime of the Soviet Union with the Bolsheviks, and they set up the rise of Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong got all of his guns even from the British. People have to know that. I mean, they don't understand that these are basically globalist operations. And, for example, the United Nations, this is a new incarnation of the British financial empire. It's just a new incarnation. That's what the UN is. 57 of the nations in the UN are all former Commonwealth nations, and they still adhere to the Queen as their queen.
Those are very telling points, Bill.
Yeah.
I think Trump is preparing the public for a crackdown on these Pentagate monsters, even in high positions. He had a meeting about human trafficking with a group of experts at the White House now. Ivanka Trump is being credit for pushing the White House agenda toward the human trafficking and its control. They had this Ashton Kushner, who was married to Debbie Moore, give an opening statement about child abuse in Hollywood. I think these are all fairly significant and suggest the possibility that the Trump administration is closing in on Pizzagate and John Podesta, which is devoutly to be wished.
Now, the thing is that this closing in on Pizzagate will destroy the remnants of the Republican and Democratic Party. It's not just going to clear out a lot of the monsters within the intel agencies. It's going to clear out a lot of politicians in both parties.
Yeah, well, that's good, because, I mean, you know, Trump was being opposed by the Republican establishment just as much as the Democrat. And he's doing a lot of slicing and dicing with the press. I think he's making tremendous progress. Well, would you believe this, Bill? The New York Times had to run a commercial during the Academy Awards. They're having to advertise because they're losing revenue. They're losing readers because people are recognizing that it's the Langley newsletter, as I have described it so many times.
Oh, yeah. It's basically the intel agencies that ultimately go back to the City of London, a banking control, and the world policies aren't started at the United Nations to set it up in the golden city of London, called Londonistan in London. They set financial policies, not even just the price of gold, but they set the financial policies for the world. Now, it's followed by their proxy, which is New York City and the United Nations, but they're just a public proxy. What's really going on is the banks that are running it and the intel agencies with the transnational corporations. Now, of course, what Trump's doing, he's laying down the law that, you know, you corporations, if you behave, you can make good profits, just like the health care corporations. But he's going to set up rules in such a way that he's going to put a choke chain on all of them. And I want to see more than just a reform, which he's going to do, which is good, because it's going to bring prices down and so on. But I want to see a functional change in the healthcare system, that the outcomes are patients, because we see symptoms and problems before they arise. We fix the underlying problem rather than just sending another drug at them or doing inappropriate surgery, the more procedures you do on people, the more people die. And if you look at the number of people that died in the last decade in the United States, it's 2.25 million by international studies that were medically caused premature death. You know that, right? 2.25 million. Yeah, it's 2.25 million people died in the United States in just 10 years. So, and it's probably more than that, to be honest with you. But that's the numbers that have come out in the studies.
You know, hospitals can be dangerous places to be. We had this actor, Bill Paxton, who's just died. He was rather prominent. He played a role in Titanic, you know, running the team that was going to take this submarine down to check out the wreckage. He was in Twister, a whole host of others. And he died from complications from surgery. Do we have any idea what surgery he was undergoing?
No, I don't. But you know what? I'm a medical legal expert certified in every specialty. So when people send me the records, you know the most powerful thing I have? It's quotation marks. If I have the full record, it's not parts aren't hidden. Like they were with Dr. Michael O. Jansen, who in August of 2000 accused me that he was going to go to the medical board for reporting him as paralyzing a patient by putting screws through his spinal nerve roots and doing inappropriate surgery that wasn't called for. And they had hidden, actually, the MRI scan records that showed the screws were through the spinal nerve roots of the patient. So if you get the whole record, I can review a case on anybody, and I can tell you when the screw-ups are. And it doesn't take long, even if it's a big file. You whip through it in 5 or 10 hours, and bam, you got them nailed. And all you have to do is just kind of tab it, pull up the quote marks, highlight them, bam, they're dead. It's easy. Easy sneezy.
Well, this is serious, serious stuff, Bill. I'm glad you're on the case. We do have, therefore, we are in the midst of this so-called purple revolution where George Soros, Barack and Michelle, Bill and Hillary, Joe Biden, Tim Kaine, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi all appear to be involved. You know, most presidents, after they are succeeded, simply, you know, get out of Dodge. They fade away. They leave to their predecessor, their successor, the right to govern without their interference. But Obama instead bought a home not very far from the White House, where the 8 bedrooms where they seem to be coordinating an attack to subvert Trump. I mean, this is outrageous. And get this, you know, for all this talk about Russia, there are now Russian bank documents showing that Russian banks were laundering money for Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, and we have a Chinese-American businessman who was ousted and convicted for his role in an illegal fundraising plot between China and the Clinton, made a secret tape because he feared being assassinated over what he knows.
Right.
Portions of that tape have just been released. I mean, this is Hillary going after people who threaten her and you know, adding to the Clinton death list, Bill.
Well, selling 20% of our Oregon mines value in uranium to the Russians, you're obviously going to get a kickback, okay? So when they try to make all these connections between, Trump, I mean, are they crazy? What's wrong with them? Do they need why don't they start looking in the right direction? Hillary Clinton and her foundation have got direct connections with the Russians. At the same time, they're threatening the Russians like it's theater. On the other hand, in the backhand, they're actually making deals.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, all her actions with Russia were theater. They never took even military actions that were going to actually do anything. It was all just theater.
You know, it's embarrassing that the news are still trying to make out that Trump is divorced from reality when he's been right at time after time after time. Assad himself has said terrorists are hiding among the refugees. Jerry Brown, as I've reported before, passed his motor voter law to allow millions of illegals to vote. Obama went on this Latino station and told them they could vote because they're in the voting booth, they're citizens, even though they don't have the legal right to vote. I mean, this guy's disgusting. And, you know, we've reported before, the Michigan recount showed massive voter fraud for Hillary Clinton. Precincts that voted 95% for Hillary had vast numbers of ballots added after the polls closed. And in Sweden, there's a massive influx increase in rape in Sweden. It's more than double the next closest per capita. It's outrageous, Bill. Trump has been right on every single count here. I'm just embarrassed that the media can't acknowledge it because it's a deliberate op to legitimize his government for the sake of powerful interests who are threatened with exposure, especially over Pizzagate. I think that DHS insider had it exactly right. If he can drain the swamp, go after the Pizzagate participants, which include very many high figures in both the Democratic and Republican Party, he'll do the nation a great service all by itself.
Yeah, but he's going to find those international connections. He'll find a connection to Satanism. He'll find a connection to global bankers. He'll find a connection to the Vatican, which are plain Satanists. I mean, they even have ceremonies in Latin to Lucifer. He'll start to realize that whether you're a Christian or agnostic or a Buddhist or whatever you are, the people that are globalists are Satanists. And they believe in absolute power and the goddess of Nu, which, by the way, they kiss the symbol of the goddess of Nu. Both George Bush Jr. and John Kerry, half-naked, while masturbating and telling about their secret sex secrets in the crypt, taking their ordinances as members of Skull and Bones. If you don't think this is evil, you're not paying attention.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Welcome back. We're going to do a video tomorrow after the third hour of the show tomorrow. Jim, I'm very concerned not only about America, because these global banker maniacs they see a very dark future. And even though SoftBank, for example, they came up with a statement that in 10 years there'll be 10,000 robots with intellects larger and higher than all humanity. We're approaching a series of singularities. For example, I'm working with thousands of other doctors around the world for life extension, which means zero senescence. We're working on technology to clean up nuclear reactors and to get to post what I call fissionable nuclear age, as Einstein says, making hot water with fissionable materials is stupid. That's Albert Einstein. We know that fusion reactor technology has been hidden. The Chinese even know that, and they made a statement 5 years ago that they're going to put 3,500 of their top scientists to do fusion energy in their space program is to mine helium-3 from the moon and bring it back to Earth for fusion systems. And it's been estimated that 10 fusion reactors across America supply all our power, including our cars and everything. We are on the edge of either a gloriously wonderful age where we stay in balance with the planet and don't destroy the oceans and the ozone layer in the air, or we have a massive collapse of the population, a bunch of global maniacs, stupid, satanic idiots who want to kill most of us and actually make only a small clique of bureaucrats run everything on Earth, and there's no nation states or representative government. And the problem is these journalists aren't really moving us towards something good. They're moving us to something cataclysmic, and it could happen as early as this year. I think that they purposely set things up so that now with Brexit and with Trump, the third thing that's going to happen, I believe, this year is Le Pen. And when Le Pen decides to do Frexit, which is to get out of the current version of NATO and the European Union, you're going to see the banks collapse like crazy across Europe. And when that happens, if Trump hasn't got his things in place, third world countries that sell us, like, say, electronic parts or seats for cars or other materials, we go back and forth, like 70% of a car is parts that go back and forth across national borders many times. And people don't understand that the world economy, when, for example, when Fukushima happened, one of the major suppliers of a special black ink used for making certain kinds of things in cars or another part for automobiles, it killed the auto industry around the world for certain materials. Just the fact that Fukushima happened. And we're not really ready for a world where world economic collapse, environmental collapse, like from Fukushima, which is getting a hell of a lot worse and nobody's addressing it, is paying attention. I mean, I want to see Trump pay attention to Fukushima Daiichi, too. I've been trying to rail it for years, and when I was over at Rents, because he couldn't make a deal with me, he was being very unreasonable. He pulled all my shows, which are the only person who has a radiation toxicology background who became the nuclear member of ACOM to actually report on Fukushima and the entire world. And it's disturbing to me that we're paying attention to stupid things like the Uber left when, in fact, Rome is burning. And if the world goes down, if America goes down the toilet because of these journalists, we're finished, not just America, but the whole world. It's going to be bad. What do you think?
I think you got it right, Bill.
Jim, we're going to have a great discussion tomorrow. We've got a lot of slides here and a lot of updates. And if you want to sign up to the live stream, you'll be able to watch it live on your iPhone, iPad, whatever, and we'll have it updated and upload on live stream immediately. Translate it over to YouTube, Vimeo, Minds, the Deagle-Network, and through our RSS feeds, all the video feeds on the planet. Pay attention, ask good questions, and then when you find out the truth, do something. You don't have to believe anything we say. Check it out. But once you own the truth, for God's sake, do something about it. Things are getting dicey. 2017 is a breakthrough year for good or evil. Unfortunately, it's a titanic battle.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.